Right, good evening, everyone. It's now 6 o'clock, so welcome to the Loughborough Area Committee. So, welcome to this meeting. There are a number of things I would like to remind people before we start with the items on the agenda. So please note that this meeting is being recorded, and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent? And that includes me too. Moving on to item one, apologies. Do we have any apologies?
Yes, Chair. Can you turn your mic?
Sorry.
Yes, Chair, we've had apologies from Councillors Tillotson, Bradshaw, Forrest, Smidovich, Jones and Maynard.
Thank you for that. So if we look at page 3 in your pack, and that's the minutes of the previous meeting, can I ask you if you are content to receive and note the minutes? I'm getting a general feeling the answer is yes, so I can confirm that the committee has received and notes the minutes. So moving on to item 3, this is the disclosure of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Has any member wished to disclose any of such interests? Councillor Good.
Hello, I'm a director of Love Loughborough.
Right, thanks for that. Moving on to item 4. That's questions under scrutiny committee procedures 12.8. No questions were submitted. So moving on to item 5. That's the Loughborough Special Expense Draft Budget 2024-25, and that's on page 9 of your pack. Can I ask the Acting Head of Finance to introduce this report?
So, hi there. So, I'm Neil. I'm the Acting Head of Finance. So, this is the annual setting of the Loughborough Special Expenses. This forms part of the Charnwood budget, but is a separate item and is considered separately. The recommendations... this will go through the consultation period 15th of December till the 16th of January. That says 2023, that should say 2024, apologies. If you turn over towards the part B, it shows that the budget for the current year is 1.367 million and is proposed to increase to 1.489 million in 2024-25. In terms of implications for the taxpayer, the Loughborough special rate for 2023-24 is £81.11, 24-25 £82.72, which is an increase of 1.99%. So that's what is being proposed as part of this report.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, I should say the reason this has been presented to you is to advise this committee of this draft special expenses. And it's also to enable the views of the committee to be sought on this draft's special expenses, in accordance with the terms of reference of this committee, and that's prior to the final Cabinet Budget report, which will happen on the 8th of February 2024, and then go to full Council 26 of February 2024. So this is your opportunity to have any comments at the draft stage of this budget. So is any councillor, any questions? Or any potential kind of suggestions to this budget? Councillor Meehan.
Thank you very much. Just looking at some of the figures and the increases, and thank you very much, Neil and your team for giving us the reasons why, because that's always helpful. It's good that we're spending more on CCTV, I think, going up as well. But when I look at the actual figures themselves, I just had one query around the fare, and that has a bigger increase, so a net gain to us. Do we know the reason regarding that increased November fare at all, or if not, you can always come back to us later if you don't have that off the top of your head. Yeah, brilliant, thank you. That's all, Chair, thank you.
Go, please. Okay, thanks for that. Yes, I have a question, page 13. I'm just noting some of the major changes is really what I'm looking at. So I note that, you know, Shelthorpe Golf Course has gone up by about 49.5%. Do we know why that is?
I'll take that one, Chair, if you like. I'm Matt Bradford, Head of Contracts for Leisure, Waste and Environment. The next year is the first year of our new extended contract period with Heidi Verdi. Our contract initially ran for 10 years with an option to extend for a further 10 years. Part of that extended contract period, there was a renegotiation of the contract. What's happened really with the Shelthorpe Golf Course is that our maintenance costs have increased as part of that extended contract period, so there's been a rebasing of the costs, but the majority of that is a reduction in the income from the golf course. What happened at the start of the contract with Heidi Verdi, they were obliged to pay us £50,000 a year for sports fee income across the whole of the sports facilities that we have that they manage on our behalf. That £50,000 increased by indexation every year for the first 10 years of the contract. So I think towards the end of the contract, it was £68,000 that they were obligated to pay us contractually. The reality was that the difference between what they actually received in income from sports fees and what they paid us was growing. The gap was growing as part of the contract renegotiation. They stated that they could no longer pay us that index-linked £50,000 because it wasn't achievable. So the golf course being one of our major fee earners was a big area that wasn't achieving its income target, and the income target for the golf course has been reduced, so our expected income has gone down as a result of that. So just to summarise, you've got an increase in maintenance as part of the annual indexation of the contract, but a reduction in the expected income as well, which is probably accounts for the majority of that increase.
With respect to Shelthorpe Golf Course, I know this is a perennial question. Is something been done to increase usage of the golf course to make it more widely known that it's available?
There are things that have been trialled in the past at the golf course to increase patronage there. And the golf course is quite well used for a golf course of its type. I think generally over the last few years, golf as a sport has seen a reduction across the board, but I see that trend changing a little bit now. So I think we could do more, and we speak to Heidi Verdi around that and try and get the patronage up. The payment that Heidi Verdi make to the council isn't actually linked to the amount of participation and the income that they get. We have rebaselined it as part of the contract extension, but they pay us a set amount that's indexed regardless of how much patronage that we get. So the current income is based on the current usage. If there was a big uplift in patronage there, under the terms of the contract, that money would accrue to Idi Verdi and not be passported through to the council, although we could try and renegotiate that. There are change clauses within the contract that allow us to change it.
Thank you. Councillor Campbell.
Thank you, Chair. I just wondered, Matt, the cost of managing our open spaces and woodlands and parks, do you think it would be cheaper to have in-house people doing it than a private contractor?
I don't think it would be cheaper to do it in-house. I think the council's employee bond costs are quite considerable when compared to other private contractors. So I don't think we would be able to do it cheaper. In fact, when we let the contract to what was Quadran and is now Idi Verdi, we made an 8% saving on our in-house service. And for the first 10 years of the contract, the inflation was capped at 2% a year. So at the time we let the contract, it was very good value for money. It was much cheaper than our own in-house service. And for the first 10 years, the contract price barely increased, which has brought some pressure as part of this extension to rebaseline the contract. But I think in 10 years, on a contract that's worth probably around £1.5 million, the inflation for the whole 10 years was about £40,000. So I don't think it would be cheaper at all.
In 10 years' time, you think it's just the private contractors seem to keep putting the bill, the prices up, and
I think if you look at the inflation across the open spaces on the special expenses, the Shelthorpe Golf Course does stand out, and that's partially because of the income. But if you look, the average is about 10%. If you look at inflation for the last 12 months, I think 10% is around on par with what our RPI and CPI have been, perhaps a little bit lower, and probably on par with local government inflationary pressures as well. I think the open spaces contract, the major inputs are staffing and fuel. So if you look at inflation in those areas, although 10% does look high, it's not disproportionate to the amount of inflation that we've actually seen on the past over the past 12 months.
Any further questions? I mean, I have one, but it's perhaps a bit of a detailed one. So I note that that the community hubs, so that's the Marrowstone Entity Centre Altogether Place, has moved from 38,000 to 39,000. So that's a 2.6% increase. Now, knowing what inflationary pressures are, which is far higher than that, does that mean that there's a reduction in the service, and there was a reduction in the number of hours it's open or that? Because it's 2.6% is quite low for a standstill, retaining the same service. I don't know if you have any details behind that.
I think we'll have to come back to you on that one, Chair. Neither Neil or I are responsible for that particular area of the business, so we'll speak to the team involved and send an email update to all members on that one, if that's acceptable to you.
Okay, thank you for that. Is there any further questions from anyone? Well, as I say, this is just the issue. You've just seen this. This is the draft. So there's, kind of, there's still time to kind of look at it and reflect on it and comment before it starts getting kind of locked down. So feel free to do that. Moving on. So, as I say, we're asked to note this draft Loughborough Special Expenses Budget for 2024-25. So you've had your opportunity to at least have a quick look and have some early views on it. So can I ask if this committee notes this draft? Okay. Thanks for that. Okay. Short and sweet. So moving forward to item 6, which is the work programme. So can I ask, I believe again it's Matt Bradford, to introduce this.
Thank you, Chair. This is a report to outline the committee's work programme to allow members to review upcoming items.
So you'll find this page 15 and 16 of the pack. Okay. So I don't think we have to note it, just have to highlight it. It's there, I believe. That's all we need to. So before closing this item, is there any additional information that members want on this item? Nope. Okay then. That's covered the whole agenda. So the next meeting is the 19th of June 2024. Thank you very much, and I'll close this meeting.